Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, after seeing the consequence of fast fashion during a trip to Africa, Mary Fleming was inspired to just try and make a little bit of a difference here at home in Ireland. So she established Change Clothes. Mary is with us on the line today. Mary, you might explain, first of all, how this came about, actually.
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me. You kind of touched on it there. I was on safari with my mum a couple of years ago. And I suppose it was amazing, you know, amazing country, amazing people. But I definitely noticed the clothing waste that was building up in markets around there. And I just related what I was doing at home to, I guess, the impact I was having abroad. And I was lucky at the time that I live in Bray out in Wicklow, and the tidy towns were really receptive there to me starting these swap shops, you know, and kind of went from there over the years, I suppose, until I moved home to Crumlin and started a pilot project there called Change Clothes Crumlin. And it's just, yes, it's 2 years ago now, it's just taken off.
So how does that work, Change Clothes?
Change Clothes, so we're on Thomas Street now. We have our own clothing reuse hub, and we have a permanent swap shop where you can come and exchange your clothes. You just pay a fiver online at changeclothes.org. And you can come and swap all your bits for something new to you. And we have about 1,000 pieces in the studio, ranging from UK size 4 up to 22. And we have lots of men's and unisex stuff in there as well. But a big part of our work actually is teaching people how to repair and upcycle, because a lot of people have kind of lost those basic skills, I suppose. You know, we kind of see it as something that the older generation do and not the younger generation. So to relearn those things, you know, so it's easier to fix things at home so you don't have to go out and buy things new. But also just as like, fun hobby, you know, so that you're not scrolling on your phone while you're watching the TV in the evening as well, you know, and you're meeting new people. So the whole social side of it's really important as well.
So is it a swap shop, effectively?
Yeah, we have a swap shop, yeah. And then we do our workshops and studio as well. And we kind of travel around Ireland doing them too.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily go in and buy, you know, whatever, a top or a dress that you might want. You're going in and swapping something in lieu of it.
Yeah, that it is, yeah, it's an exchange kind of system. We do, if somebody doesn't have clothes to swap, you can buy a bag full of clothes for €10 as well. But we do more so encourage the swapping end of things, you know, so yeah, that you're not accumulating loads of stuff and packing up your house with stuff you don't need.
So if you're getting a new top, you're getting rid of an old top in order to have it.
Yeah.
How do you decide, you know, that one item of clothing is the same value necessarily as the other, or does that even matter?
So, yeah, we have a three-tier system. So kind of the everyday high street stuff, you know, like Zara and Penny's would be one token, and two tokens would be kind of the higher end high street, I suppose, if that exists, like Coss and All Saints, that kind of thing. And then three tokens would be kind of unusual vintage and designer. So most of the stuff in the swap would be one or two tokens, but then we do get the odd gem in, you know, that's definitely worth the three tokens.
Yeah. And the three tokens, do you buy those individually, or is that from the €5?
There's a fiver cover charge for it all, yeah, so you can really get good value back.
So you could get some sort of a designer top for about €15?
€5, yeah. So yeah, you pay your €5 online and you might get, you know, a lot of tokens back, and then you can swap them for stuff on the rails. So everything on the rails is worth between one and three tokens as well.
And is this a new, like, is it a new concept to Ireland? Is it, how has it been received, Mary?
To be honest, I think swap shops have been happening for years. It's only now, I think, that the appetite is really there now that people are super aware, you know, because we're seeing all these pictures of deserts full of clothing. There's all these new fashion brands coming out every week, just cheaper and cheaper, and people are just kind of getting a bit sick of it, I think, because we're all seeing the consequences of it. So no, it's not. It's not a brand new concept. Like, I didn't make up the concept.
Oh no, I know that, but
I went to stuff like years ago that inspired me, and it's only, I think, the last year or two that it's really taken off. So it's great. Like, we're supporting other communities to run swap shops as well. We rent out our swap kit to any kind of community group that wants to do their own thing as well.
I've noticed that even, and friends have told me, you know, sometimes in their workplace, like in various companies or businesses, even operating like a 1 week or a 2 week swap pilot in an office, you know, where they have a rail and people can come in and leave something on it and swap it out for something else. It's a great idea.
Yes, you can do it anywhere, literally. Like, you can lash up a rail and you can do it with your friends, you know, at home. It really doesn't have to be a big scale thing. So yeah, it's possible anywhere with anyone, and it's great crack as well. And I think you get to meet like a lot of new people as well that, you know, have a similar kind of mindset to you. So Yeah, there's a whole community building thing around it as well.
Yeah, the everyday packages arriving to the office in the fast fashion, will it ever die out?
There is still definitely a thrill to get something new, isn't there? Especially if you're bored in the office. maybe we can just change that to secondhand, you know? I mean, slowly but surely with some things. And I think it's about making secondhand just more accessible for people as well. Because, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do to go out and buy the things you need secondhand. So we just need to change that and then maybe it will be the new norm, you know?
Is listener wondering what condition do the clothes have to be in?
They have to be in good to new condition, yeah. If something is really like, if it's a very high value item but happens to have a hole in it, we will of course repair it or upcycle it in studio. And we are trying to take as many things now that aren't in good condition and upcycle them. So we're starting traineeship programs that are for people that are long term unemployed now, and hopefully they'll be able to upcycle kind of, you know, all those types of socks and things we never know what to do with into new products like cushions and rugs and things like that. So
brilliant.
We're trying to accept clothes at every, you know, stage of the life cycle, but mainly for the swap, they have to be, you know, in great condition.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to
give us something
that you wouldn't wear yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea, though, of the upcycling and, you know, even the ability to just try and do a sort of a short or a quick repair yourself at home, like, it's such a good skill to have.
It is. And I think people are always surprised what they can achieve. You know, the amount of times I hear, oh, I can't do that. And then a half hour later, sure, they're stitching away. Like, you know, and that's people of all ages. I'm always surprised by how afraid people are to start. But really, like, it's so simple if you have just the right person kind of showing you along. You know? Might be a bit of residual fear from home ec classes back in the day. We're definitely just trying to make it a bit of crack. You know?
Yeah, the memories of learning to crochet still haunts me, to be honest with you, Mary.
Yeah.
But
I
it is great to see more and more people are doing it. It's actually a text in from another listener who says, I just love to see people upcycling. We did sewing in school, we mended everything, but it seems that no young people nowadays know how to do it. I don't know if that's the case or not.
I think it's definitely being reintroduced, and like we have stuff like Junk Couture and other kind of competitions like the Real of Fashion competition as well for teenagers in schools that promote upcycling. So yeah, and younger people just learn so quickly as well. I think it's just making it available, isn't it? Like, because the enthusiasm is there.
Mary Fleming from Change Clothes. Mary, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.